This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by Sportscast. Today's date is December 14, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, Play Sportscast. Visit us on the sportscast.net. Also, follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast1 and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. My name is Alan West, and pleasure to be here. Before we start for the rundown, heard unfortunately Mike Leach, the coach at Mississippi State, he had a massive heart attack on Saturday, and then unfortunately passed away at the age of 61. He was an innovator and a prankster, and he kept it real when he would talk in news with coaches and just how he was a football coach. He had a law degree, but instead decided to become a coach and had stops at Oklahoma, was a coach at Texas Tech, Washington State, and then at Mississippi State. Rest in peace, Mike Leach. You were a heck of a quarterback and of a coach. And even though you were a rugby player, you made your mark in college football more than many coaches nowadays ever will. Mike Leach passing away at the age of 61. But on to bigger news, although that is a true shame, and his team at Mississippi State has already declared that they will play the bowl game and will dedicate in his honor because he was known as the Pirate, and the bowl game is being held at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, where they do have a pirate ship, so they are planning to play and do very well in his honor. Also this week, you had the NCAA Men's Soccer Championship between Indiana and Syracuse. Indiana was going for their 9th national title. Syracuse was going for their first. They made it to regular time, extra time, and in penalty kicks. Syracuse was able to block 2 kicks by their goalkeeper, and then they were able to execute on the 8th penalty kick, and they won their first national title. They were able to figure out the Indiana goalie, who had not given up a goal the entire tournament. Gave up 2 during regulation, and then gave up 7 during the penalty kicks. So congratulations, Syracuse, for your first national championship. Women's volleyball, they are in their final 4. They have number 2 San Diego versus number 1 Texas this Thursday at 7 o'clock. They play at 7 on ESPN. Followed by number 2 Pittsburgh and number 1 Louisville at 9:30. And then they will figure who's going to play national championship in volleyball. In the FCS playoffs, you have Incarnate Word playing North Dakota State this Friday at 7 o'clock on ESPN2 at the Fargo Dome. And then you also have on Saturday Montana State playing South Dakota State at Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium in Brookings, South Dakota, with the winners of both moving on to the championship game for the FCS. It'll be on Sunday, January 8th at 2 o'clock on ABC. Jackson State and North Carolina Central are going to play for the HBCU championship. Jackson State now, the former coaching spot of Sanders. So we'll see if he is there or if one of his assistants is going to coach there, and they'll be playing North Carolina Central. So we'll see how that goes for the FCS. As Tyler predicted, Caleb Williams did win the Heisman Trophy on Saturday. Before then, they had the College Football Awards on Thursday, where he won the Walter Camp Player of the Year and the Maxwell Award, which was given to the best all-around player in college football. Max Duggan of TCU won the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Year, while his fellow safety, Tobias Hodges Thompson, won the Jim Thorpe Award, given to the top defensive back. And their head coach, Sonny Dykes, was named the Home Depot Coach of the Year and won the Walter Camp National Coach of the Year Award. Garrett Riley received the Broyles Award for Assistant Coach of the Year. He's also the head coach, brother of USC coach Lincoln Riley. Will Anderson, for the second year in a row, won the Nagurski Award. He also won the Chuck Bednarik Award. The Allen Trophy for the nation's best cheer line was won by Michigan's Osugun Olotolimi. He's the first Wolverine to ever capture it. He also won the Remington Award given to the best center. Georgia's Brock Bowers became the first Bulldog to win the Mackey Award for the best tight end. Jalen Hyatt won the Biletnikoff Award for the best wide receiver. Bijan Robinson won the Doak Walker Award for the best running back in college football. Florida State lineman Dylan Givens was awarded the Werfel Trophy, which is given to the college football player who combines community service with academic and athletic achievement. Iowa's Jack Campbell won the Dick Butkus Award, and he also won the National Football Foundation's William B. Campbell Trophy, which is a player who exhibits a combination of academic success, foot performance, and exemplary leadership. Stetson Bennett won the Bullsworth Trophy given to the sport's most outstanding player who began his career as a walk-on. Rutgers' Adam Corsack won the Ray Guy Award for the best punter. And NC State's Christopher Dunn won the Lou Groza Award for the best place kicker in college football. ESPN also announced their 2022 college football All-America team, with the offense has Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback, Bijan Robinson, Texas running back, Blake Corum, Michigan running back, Jalen Hyatt, Tennessee wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr., Ohio State wide receiver, Mark Bowers, tight end, Georgia, offensive tackle Peter Skoronsky from Northwestern, offensive guard Osiris Torrance from Florida, center Osugun Olawatimi from Michigan, offensive guard Cooper Beebe from Kansas State, offensive tackle Joe Ault from Notre Dame. All-purpose was Israel Avanikanda from Pittsburgh. Defensive end Tuli Tuipulotu from USC. Defensive tackle was Kalija Kansi from Pittsburgh. Defensive tackle was Jalen Carter from Georgia. Edge/defensive end was Wilson Jr. from Alabama. Linebacker was Jack Campbell from Iowa. Another linebacker was Jameis Dumas Johnson from Georgia. The last linebacker was Ivan Pace Jr. from Cincinnati. Cornerback was Emmanuel from Mississippi State. The other cornerback was Trevivius Hodges Tomlinson from ECU. Safety was Brian Branch from Alabama. And the other safety was Cameron Kinchins from Miami. The place kicker was Christopher Dunn from NC State. The punter was Kai Kroger from South Carolina. Kick returner for the first team was Anthony from Oregon State. Gentlemen, this weekend starts bowl week, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. It kicks off with Miami going against C. And it has UAB at minus 11 with the over under 55. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to pick Miami, and I will still go the over. 3 o'clock, you have University of Texas San Antonio going against number 4, Troy, at the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl. The line is Troy with a point and a half, and the over-under is 55.5. I'm going to UTSA, and I believe that they will make the upset, and they'll get the over. And Miami and UAB are playing at the Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. Saturday, December 18th, you have Cincinnati against Louisville at the Wasabi Fenway Bowl in Boston. You have Louisville favored by 2 points. The over-under is 40. And I will pick Cincinnati for the win. And I believe that they're going to go over in this game. At 2:30 on ESPN, you have the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl with Florida and Oregon State. Oregon State is favored by 10, and the over-under is 53. I believe Oregon State over, and they will get the over in this game. At 3:30 on ABC, you have Washington State and Fresno State playing in the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl, presented by Stifel. Fresno State is favored by 3.5 points, and the over-under is 52. While Fresno State's had a good year, I think Washington State's going to win, and I'm going to take the under in this game. At 5:05, you have Rice and Southern Miss playing in the Lending Tree Bowl. Southern Miss is favored by points, and the over-under is 45.5. I will take Southern Miss to cover, and I believe that they will go over as well. Then at 7:30, you have the New Mexico Bowl with BYU and SMU. SMU is favored by 3.5 points, and the over-under is 64. I'm going to take BYU in this one. I think that they're going to be able to cover, but I'm going to take the under in this game. At 9:15, you have the Frisco Bowl with North Texas and going against Boise State. Boise State is favored by 10.5, and the over-under is 59.5. I will take Boise State to cover, but I'm going to take the under. Monday, December 19th, at 2:30 in the afternoon, you have Marshall and UConn playing in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Marshall is favored by 10, and the over and under is 41. I'm going to take UConn for the upset, and I think it's going to be over. Tuesday, December 20th at 3:30, you have Eastern Michigan going against San Jose State in the famous Idaho Potato. San Jose State is favored by 3.5, and the over-under is 54.5 points. I will take San Jose State to cover, and I think it's going to go over. At 7:30 on ESPN that same day, you have Liberty going against Toledo in the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Tom Bowl. Just favored by 5 points. The over-under is 54. I'm going to pick Liberty for the upset, and I believe it's going to be over in this game. Next Wednesday at 9 o'clock, we have Western Kentucky going against South Alabama in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. We have South Alabama a 4.5 point favorite, and the over-under is 56. I think I will pick South Alabama to cover, and I think it's going to be under. I think 50 is a little much in that game. Now, the rest of the bowl games we will discuss and figure out about next weekend, or next episode. But just to give you an idea about some of the games that you will be hearing about next week, you have Baylor and Air Force going on the 22nd at 7:30 in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. You have on Friday Louisiana going against Houston at 3 o'clock in the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. At 30 that night, and you have Wake Forest and Missouri in the Uniform Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. On Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock, you have Middle Tennessee going against San Diego State in the Easy Post Bowl. Monday the 26th, you have New Mexico State going against Bowling Green in the Quick Lane Bowl. Tuesday at 12 noon, you have Georgia Southern going against Buffalo in the Camellia Bowl. At 3:15, you have Memphis going against Utah State in the ServPro First Responder Bowl. 6:45 on ESPN, you have Coastal Carolina going against East Carolina in the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. 10:15 at night, you have Wisconsin going against Oregon State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Wednesday at 28, you have UCF going against Duke in the Military Bowl, presented by Peraton. 5:30, you have Kansas going against Arkansas in the Auburn Liberty Bowl. 8 o'clock, you have Oregon going against Carolina in the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. And at 9 o'clock, you have Texas Tech going against Ole Miss in the Texas Bowl. Thursday the 29th, you will have Syracuse going against Minnesota in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. 5:30, you have Oklahoma going against Florida State Cheez-It Bowl. 9 o'clock, you'll have Texas going against Washington in the Volleyball Bowl. Friday the 30th, you'll have Maryland going against NC State in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. 2 o'clock, you'll have Pittsburgh going against UCLA in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. 3:30, you'll have Notre Dame going against South Carolina in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. 4:30, you'll have Ohio going against Wyoming in the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl. 8 o'clock that night, you'll have Tennessee going against Clemson in the Capital One Orange Bowl. On the 31st, you'll have Alabama going against Kansas State in the All-State Sugar Bowl. You'll have Iowa going against Kentucky in the Transpacific Music City Bowl. 4 o'clock, you'll have TCU against Michigan in the College Football Semifinal Bowl, Fiesta Bowl. Followed by 8 o'clock, Ohio State goes against Georgia in the final at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. On the 2nd, you will have Mississippi State going against Illinois in the Elia Quest Bowl. 1 o'clock, you have Tulane going against USC in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Also at 1 o'clock, you have LSU going against Purdue in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. 5 o'clock that night, you have Penn State going against Utah in the Rose Bowl. And on the 9th, we'll have the College Football National Championship. Like I said, next week we will go over the next week's bunch of bowls and make our picks. We'll see who loses and just see what comes up, because in college football, anything changed. And also, we'll be able to go over the different scores for the different games. Now, looking into men's college basketball rankings, when you're looking at the AP 25 compared to the coaches poll, you see that the top three are the same, with Purdue, Virginia, and UConn. Then you see it changes for the top 25. Then you have Alabama at 4, Houston at 5, Tennessee at 6, Texas at 7, Kansas at 8, Arizona at 9, Arkansas at 10, Baylor at 11, Duke is 12, Kentucky at 13, Indiana at 14, Gonzaga at 15, UCLA at 16, Mississippi State at 17, Illinois at 18, Auburn at 19, Maryland at 20, TCU at 21, Wisconsin at 22, Ohio State at number 23, Virginia Tech at 24, Miami at number 25. Whereas in the coaches poll, you have Houston at number 4, Alabama at number 5, Kansas at number 6, Tennessee at 7, Texas at 8, Arizona at 10, Baylor at 11, Duke at 12, Kentucky at 13, UCLA at 14, Gonzaga at 15, Indiana at 16. Mississippi State at 20, Ohio State at 21, TCU at 22, Wisconsin at 23, Virginia Tech 24, and Miami at 25. Also looking at women's college basketball, you see that the top two are the same in both polls, with South Carolina at number 1 and Stanford at number 2. In the AP 20 top 25, you have Ohio State at 3, Indiana at 4, Notre Dame at 5, Virginia Tech at 6, North Carolina at 7, NC State at 8, UConn at 9, UCLA at 10, LSU at 11, Iowa at 12, Utah at 13, Iowa State at 14, Maryland at 15, Oregon at 16, Creighton at 17, Baylor at 18, Michigan at 19, Arizona at 20, Arkansas at 21, Kansas at 22, Gonzaga at 23, Oklahoma at 24, and Villanova at 25. Whereas in the coaches poll, Indiana's at number 3, Ohio State's at number 4, Notre Dame's number 5, Virginia Tech's number 6, North Carolina's number 7, NC State is number 8, Utah, UConn is number 9, LSU is number 10, Iowa is number 11, Iowa State is number 12, Utah is number 13, UCLA is number 14, Oregon's number 15, Creighton is number 16, Arizona is number 17, Baylor is number 18, Maryland's number 19, Oklahoma is number 20, Michigan's number 21, Arkansas is number 22, Gonzaga is number 23, Kansas is number 24, and Louisville is number 5, and that rounds out the top 25 basketball. For men's college football, we also saw that Trevion Henderson is having season-ending foot surgery, and so he's now going to miss the college football playoff, kind of like how right before Ohio State, Michigan, he found out the break for him was not going to be able to play. Then he had knee surgery right after that. And you also found out that after the Army-Navy game, which for the first time went into overtime and Army was able to win that game, Navy fired their 15-year coach, Ken Niumatola, which I know that it's been kind of rough for Navy in the past 2 or 3 years since they have lost to Army in those 2 years straight, but I still feel with the amount of time invested, Coach Ken deserved a better exit than that. Hopefully he will be able to catch on with another school and use the triple option just as effective as he has at Navy for the last 15 years and been able to enrich different men and women that he has there while being a role model and just an all-around great coach at Navy. Liberty hired Jimmy Campbell, which is a good hire. And you're seeing a lot of different players that are jumping in and out of the transfer portal right now. And so now we're just trying to keep up with that and see not only who is going to transfer, but where else are they going to, or if they're going to skip their bowl game and go straight to the NFL. Jalen Hyatt has admitted that he's going to do that. There are other people that Clemson linebacker Simpson, and you're just seeing a lot of different people now. Instead of playing a bowl game, they would rather start preparing for the NFL, which I can understand that, but the bowl game used to be our privilege to play in, and to skip it now is tough to hear. It's kind of like also hearing that Jackson Smith and Jigba, he wanted to play in the bowl game, but after getting hurt in the first game of the year, he wasn't able to play, so he is now admitted that he is going into the draft as well. The question is going to be, who else is going to either jump into the draft or jump into the transfer portal and see where they end up and how the different schools and teams will benefit besides watching all the different games that are going to happen. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me on Twitter at AlanFWest or at Alan.West46 on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter at TheSportsCast1 and visit us on our website, thesportscast.net. Make sure to check out our show schedule throughout the week. This is Alan West. I hope you have a great rest of your evening, and let's see how bowl season goes. This is the Top 25 Rundown.